This is Racing HQ and your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio. Of course, the big group ones this week at Doomben, the BTC Cup and the Doomben Cup. And runners in both races is Hawks Racing. And Michael joins us. Morning to you, Mike.
G'day, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well. This is what it's all about for connections, to get the right horse, obviously, to get the quality into the group ones.
Yeah, it certainly is. You know, it's a good time of year. And obviously, things were wound down in Melbourne and in Sydney and to beautiful Queensland.
Well, it is beautiful because I spoke to a half a dozen trainers up there this morning off air, and they're all telling me this track will improve back to a good four with fine and 26 degrees most days this week.
Yeah, obviously they had a bit of rain down at the Gold Coast end of last week, and the weather patterns have been pretty ordinary. But it looks all fine this week, and you know, that's what you want. You want a good track to be racing on, because then obviously it brings the best out in every horse and every horse gets a fair chance. Whereas obviously wet tracks, you know, you can cut the field in half and hopefully a couple get through it. But look, we're going to be racing on a decent track, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Well, how's he done, the Rocky Rocket, our boy Malachi, for this Saturday?
Yeah, the Rocket, he's great. He worked very good this morning, very happy. He's ticking over very, very well. Obviously, since his last win, he's definitely come on. And you know, it was a good win that day. Beat a smart horse in craftiness, but he just keeps improving. And obviously, you know, as I said all along, we've got the Stradbroke in mind for him. But you know, he's going to be very, very competitive come Saturday.
I was looking at his remarkable figures that he just keeps producing. We know he's won 17 from 19, but he's raced at Doomben. This was before he came to you. It would have been probably, well, it's virtually 12 months ago, May 10 of last year. So I know he got beaten that day, but he has had a look at Doomben.
Yeah, he's been there before. He's probably a touch unlucky on that day as well, going back looking at his video. But, you know, he's a quality horse. And, look, that's this sort of quality and this sort of horse, Andrew, it doesn't matter where you go. They're pretty adaptable. And you know, he came down to Sydney, never been to Sydney before, and never been out of Rockhampton before. And, you know, he's won four straight down here. So he's pretty adaptable and he's ready to go.
And you can just off his, learning from the horse, you can just gauge off his track work that he's made that improvement you mentioned there?
Yeah, definitely. Look, he's a quality horse. You know, he's just kept improving. And, you know, when we got him, I suppose, you know, said all along, he won 13 races. Well, no horse, you know, is a slow horse by any means. If they're winning 13, doesn't matter where it is. But, you know, when you come to the big smoke like he did, you've got to take that class rise, and he just kept improving. And once again, first up this time round, he improved again and beat a quality field. But, you know, it's not going to be easy going into Saturday. He's done everything right, and obviously he gets his crack at a Group 1. First Group 1 he's had a crack at. But in saying that, he's worthy of being there. He's done nothing wrong. He's a genuine winner, and he's just an outstanding horse.
Yeah, and I know there was a bit of sadness with a member of the owners passing away recently, but I guess the large group from Rocky will come down to Brisbane.
Yeah, unfortunately, Cole passed away in January, but at least he got to see one run here in Sydney, and that's what he dreamed of. He dreamed of having a horse good enough to come down, and this horse is it. But, you know, his brother Ross and his daughter Jess are still in the horse, and you know, they'll definitely be there for sure. They came down when he won here first up. So it's just been an absolute thrill and a buzz. And to get back there and to do it in his home state, it'd just be phenomenal. But, you know, we've got the horse. We think we can do it. And after his last prep down here in Sydney, we always targeted the winter for him. So it's nothing that we haven't set our sights on.
The other group ones, the Doomben Cup, Labazzi, he had a real good purple patch of form this time last year. And he came back and showed it the other day a little bit in the Hollandale.
Yeah, after he won at Hawkesbury there, there was a few doubters that doubted him even going to Doomben in a weight for age, and he ran second to a good horse called Streamer. So, you know, he's been off the ball for 12 months, but in saying that, his run out the other day was very good. Once again, you know, the leader Hook dropped off and probably left him in front of touch, and he wanted to just run to the fence, but even going back to start before that, he sort of got left a bit in front, and that's why we did apply the blinkers. So definitely they did help last Saturday, but he has improved. He worked very, very good this morning, and we're very happy with him. And look, he's going into the race probably as good, if not better, than last year.
Did he stay up there, Mike?
Yeah, he stayed up there. He's been up there the whole time, so he's thoroughly enjoying the Queensland sunshine at the moment.
Yeah, that's good. These are competitive races. Pornichet's got a backup after last week, but is there. We're hearing that Gypsy Diamond is more likely going now than not going. We're waiting to hear what happens with Silent Achiever, and then you get the Waller horses that are always competitive at this sort of trip.
Yeah, they're always going to be thereabouts, but, you know, our bloke last start, he was dominant in a good field, and, you know, he's meeting most of those horses again. And look, I saw Fornichet's win at Toowoomba, and you can't deny a winner. He won well with 60.5, and all you got to do is win. So it's going to be a competitive race, but it's a different kind of race to the last start, we feel. It'll be a genuine, you know, 2,000-metre weight for age event. And, look, he's proven at the track once before, obviously not winning but running a close second. So, look, everything, he just ticks every box, and he's just definitely gone ahead.
Mate, the other one ended up there is Nostradamus. You've entered for a couple of races, I think, coming off that Gold Coast Guineas win. Does what come out today with weights and things like that determine where you might go?
Look, it probably does, but we're probably more leaning towards the Mick Dippman Stakes race. You know, he's very, very well in at the weights, and, you know, it's set weights and for that race. And as I said, it's he's very well off. Going to the BTC Cup, yes, he'll be competitive, but, you know, probably to head towards Mick Dippman, where he's, you know, he'll probably end up starting favourite. He's probably a very, very good chance of winning again. So that's probably more the way that we are headed.
You would have been satisfied, I reckon, the other day, because I know he's always shown you a great deal that he wanted to hit that line at the Gold Coast, didn't he?
Well, he did. Early days, you know, we had a bit of a, you know, a little bit of a rap on him, and he won up the straight very well his first start. And look, his form tapered off, and look, colts can do that, Andrew. And,
yeah,
you know, probably the trip up there is doing the world of good, but I've got to give credit to Huey. Look, probably being held up at a vital stage, he never panicked, and most jockeys would probably panic in that situation, thinking, I'm on the best horse, I've got to get out. Well, you can't go left, you've got nothing around you. So he just bided his time, the gap came, and it was probably the best thing that could have happened and got him to win so well. So now knowing that sort of trait as well, you know, he's got a short, sharp burst, you know, it just might be the best way to ride the horse. So, you know, once again, we'll just jump him out and have him where he's going to be. But he's going very, very good. His work was good this morning as well, and he's definitely improved, and he's thoroughly enjoying the sunshine. So colts can do that. As I said, on Sky TV, it was on his last reprieve, and he's got that. So, you know, we're going one more time with him.
He's got to go on now. Well, the three excellent chances, a couple in the group ones, and then Nostradamus. We wish you well. It's Tuesday only, so there's a fair bit of water to go under the bridge. Let's hope they all get there and we see them at their very best.
Yep, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. Michael Hawkes joining us there with our boy Malachi and Labaz. Labaz, $4.60 in the Doomben Cup. Pornichet, the favourite at $4.20. As I told you, Gypsy Diamond, Paul Snowden has told us off air, more likely to run now in Brisbane than not. It's at $5.50. Silent Achiever hangs in the balance at $5.50. We'll wait and see what happens with her. She has worked this morning, but Roger James wants to talk with the owner before any decision is made. The other group one, of course, is the BTC Cup, and Godolphin will have Noidart in this race. Darren Biedman's been up there this morning. Morning to you, Darren.
Good morning, Ben.
As I just said with Mike, the week of weather in Brisbane appears to be pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. Blue skies here this morning, and they copped their fair share of it, I think they had 10 inches or something. So it was quite soft underfoot at Doomben this morning. Horses worked on the course proper, and it was a genuine heavy track. So we got on it early, and the horses worked well.
Noidart, in the Victory Stakes there at the Gold Coast, I mean, he's much maligned, this horse, but he did finish off that okay there. I know he got beaten too, but by a pretty handy type.
Definitely. And on that day, horses weren't really making up a lot of ground, and the position he was in, he did a good job to close off and finish like he did over the concluding stages. So yeah, he's been on the cusp of winning a decent race, and he hasn't been getting beaten far in the better races. So that run really tightened him up, and he worked well this morning.
He's been to Doomben once. That was the Doomben 10,000 last year, and he only got beaten a length and a half there. So at least he's had a look, and as you say, you've galloped out wide this morning.
Exactly, and you know, the track, you know, if it's still in the soft range, he has got wet form, which is an advantage. But looking at him this morning, I couldn't be happier with him.
Yeah, that's good. What about the other one that's up there, Sam Pay, the two-year-old? The chances of this colt going on, I mean, John's aimed a few, two or three two-year-olds to go north this winter.
Yes, he's he's one of a couple, and he was supposed to run at the Gold Coast the other day and just had a little bit of a setback, and but he's over all his little niggling problems, and he worked with Nordahl and held his own with the open class sprinter, but he hasn't had a run for a while, but he's not an overly big horse and quite clean winded, so that gallop this morning just tuned him up nice for the event.
Yeah, you had that barrier trial a couple of weeks ago, and prior to that it was the size down in Melbourne in the middle part of March, so it has been a little while.
It has. He's sort of, John was gearing him towards the Blue Diamond, ended up collecting and going with him in the size, and so he's had the run over the 1400 and said he's not an overly big horse, so he's probably appreciated a little bit of a freshen up, and he's in good spirits.
Mate, the other ones I just wanted to get an update. General If, I understand, just talking with John in the last few days, is being set towards the 10,000 and the Stradbroke?
Yes. We're just, John's sort of playing it by ear. You know, you've got the Scone meeting and you've got the meeting up here as the 10,000. So it's just sort of... just playing the cards close to his chest to see how the horse is doing, but the horse has come out of the race very good.
Yeah, that's good. And Sarajevo's the other one that runs up there this week, I think.
Yes, he's... John, he's supposed to be coming up tomorrow night, but I think John's sort of just hinging on just seeing what's going to happen with the weather because he's not really effective on soft ground. So, the horse has been... He's out at Agnes Banks, and he's doing very well out there.
Yeah, okay. I know he's running Malice there. It all just shuffled around, didn't it, with the disappointing weather that we've had to lose Hawkesbury and for horses going to Scone. It's making it a bit tough now, isn't it?
Yeah, one's in the same boat.
Yeah.
You've just got to work around it. And some horses, you know, they're fit enough, and the other horses that probably do need a race or two, they're going to be at a bit of a disadvantage, but it's just a matter of... dealing with it and getting on with it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, mate, sounds like the report's good, particularly on Nordahl with that gallop this morning with Sam Pay. Let's hope they run well on the weekend. Thanks a lot, Darren.
Good, thanks, Andrew.
Darren Biebman there in Brisbane for track work for Godolphin this morning. Tony Pike, the New Zealand trainer, arrived in Brisbane last night. He galloped Sacred Star on the course proper out wide at Doomben this morning. We'll get a bit more from Bernadette Cooper in her track work notes in the next 15 minutes or so. Rod Northam has his horse Big Money lining up on Saturday BTC Cup. Just wanted to get an update from Rod. Morning to you out at Scone, Rod.
Morning, Andrew.
I saw Robert Thompson's interview on Sky TV last Friday after the horse galloped on a very heavy track at Muswellbrook. He was playing it down or wasn't giving it a flattering report. How is Big Money going into Saturday from your point of view, Rod?
He's come along nicely from the gallop. He probably needed. He had a bit of a foot issue earlier that week, and we hadn't been able to do a lot with him, so we really need to give him a hard gallop.
Yep.
He got that on Friday, and he's had another nice gallop this morning, which was really good. The track was a bit better this morning, so he worked quite well. And as long as it stays dry, which it looks like it's going to, I expect him to run well.
You said after his last run that he'd make good fitness improvement going into this race, that he probably may have caught you out a little bit with his fitness levels.
Yeah, we have had a few feet issues the whole prep. So I've just sort of been playing a little bit of catch-up here and there with missing bits of work. But I'm much happier going into Saturday than... that he'll be running a lot better, especially if he gets a dry track. He seems to be more effective on a dry track.
I was just going to say, maybe good fall we get back to. I mean, they've got warm conditions up there this week. That would be ideal, I think, for a lot of horses after what we've been through.
Yeah, I think it will, and you might see a few form reversals as well with a good surface. So, but I'm expecting him to run a lot better on Saturday.
And the feet problems you mentioned there, are they behind you? Holding your breath.
Hopefully, yeah. With horse's feet, you can never be never be too confident. But he seems really good at the moment, and so hopefully he'll be fine on Saturday.
Let's hope so. Did the 2-year-old Odyssey Moon and the like, they're enjoying themselves in the paddock?
Yeah, Odyssey Moon's having a spell, a well-earned spell.
Yep.
I just spoke to the Spelling Farm yesterday, and they're happy with him. He's putting on weight nicely. And Voodoo Lad's gone for a break as well. He's having a couple of months off as well.
Okay, yeah. Was he raced the other day, didn't he?
No, we scratched him.
Scratched him, did you?
He just had a little bit of a niggling problem since Sydney, and thought it was probably the best idea to put him out in the paddock for a couple of months.
Understand. All right, mate, crossing the fingers that we can see the right big money, because we know what he's capable of if right.
Oh, yeah. No, he's, I wouldn't say he's 100%, but he's closer. He's getting closer.
Yeah, with his fitness. All right, mate, good luck with the week ahead.
Okay, thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Rod Northam out there at Scone. Temple of Boom, Hijack Hussey, Traveston Girl, they're all going to be running on Saturday for Tony Gollan, and he's going to be the special guest on Tab Talk in about half an hour. So you'll learn more about those horses heading towards the BTC Cup. We've got Temple of Boom, an $18 chance in that race with Tab, so a lot more to come on Brisbane. Michelle Ritchie, I just want to switch our way to Kembla and get an update on this horse, Better Not Blue. We saw it run the other week at the Gold Coast, and it's got a stack of potential. Michelle, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew.
How are you surviving there with all the weather that we've had?
Yeah, we're surviving. It's a bit wet, but we're surviving.
I guess what Darren Biedman just said before, everyone's in the same boat, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right, they are. It's a bit hard, but yeah, we're all in the same boat.
This horse, Better Not Blue, lightly raced, but shows stacks of potential. The other day when Robbie Brewer got the horse over heels, gee, he came quick.
He did. He does that all the time. He just needs a bit of clear running.
So what's the plan? I mean, would you like to go back to Brisbane, or what are you thinking?
I would have liked to go back to Brisbane, but I've decided I'm going to stay in Sydney now and run him at Randwick, just to probably give the horse a bit more confidence.
Well, he's only had the 7 starts, so he's still learning, isn't he?
He is. He's still learning. He's very green. He still really has no idea what he's doing. He sort of just runs on a bit of raw ability. But I'd like to let him get a bit more confidence and see how he goes before I take him away again.
So there's a suitable race in Sydney somewhere here in the next week or two?
About the 23rd of May, there's a 1,400 three-year-old benchmark 80 at Randwick that I think it'll suit him. I think he needs a bit further than the 1,200, so I think 1,400 will suit him to a T.
Okay, so that's Mikel Cup Day at Randwick there. So, I mean, he's only had the 7 runs, but he looks like a horse that's just going to get a mile and beyond, doesn't he?
He does, he does. Robbie Brewer thinks he'll get a mile and beyond, but I'll see how he goes. I'll just step him up. I think he's right.
Is he a horse, Michelle Better Blue, that is learning with each race that he contests in?
He is. He's learning a lot now. He's been very green. He's probably his first 4 starts. He just had no idea what he was doing, but he is learning now and he is maturing a bit now. So, yeah, he's improving all the time.
I know, talking with Steve Hewlett from Radio TAB in Brisbane, that there were some offers there from Hong Kong. Thankfully, for your sake, that didn't eventuate, and looks likely you've got a nice horse. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Michelle. How many do you train at Kembla?
I've just got the 2 at the moment.
Yep.
I've just actually do a lot of work with Paul Murray, my partner. I ride about 10 horses work a morning, and then just do my 2. So, yeah, that keeps me pretty busy.
Well, it would be if you're riding work. Come on, Paul, give a half a break, can you?
No, he gives me no breaks.
No, well, let's hope that this horse can step it up next time, because I tell you, off the Gold Coast, run behind Nostradamus, who runs on Saturday in Brisbane. So you'll get another line through that horse this weekend.
I'll be able to get some guide to how Blue's going, but yeah, it'll be good.
Good luck to you, Michelle. We'll stay in contact over the next fortnight.
Yep, thank you.
Good on you. Michelle Ritchie joining us there, trainer at Kembla with Better Not Blue, likely to look here. I'm looking at it, the 3-year-old benchmark 80 race at Randwick on Mikel Cup Day, May 23. Looking forward to seeing Better Not Blue on that occasion. It's 26-10.